part of what we're saying is pushing back against the sort of purely agential take on it. You know, if we just get the reforms right, if we just get the right leaders in place and they reform the institutions to deal with this more complex world, then everything will go back to normal. You know, everything will go back to the way it should be. And it's a classic centrist argument, right? Just getting the institutional settings right and then the good times can go. But the structural context is different. You know, there's no going back to those times. I think we are trying to push that argument. Just like you can't go back to the good old days of the third way if you just elect Labour back into power, you're not going to go back to the good old post-1945 or post-1990 world because the structural conditions are no longer there.
Hello everyone, welcome back to BungaCast, the global politics podcast at the end of history. I'm Alex Hochul in São Paulo, Brazil. Joined today by, well, it's I guess a multi-continental panel. It's Lee Jones in London. Hello, Lee.
Hi, Alex.
Welcome back to Tom Chodor, who's joining us from Melbourne, Australia. Is that right?
That's right. Yeah, welcome to from sunny Melbourne, believe it or not.
Excellent. If you have heard Tom's voice before, we don't remember where. He appeared previously on two episodes, episode 358 on Australia and New Zealand at the end of the end of history. That's episode 358. And episode 377 on the locked up country about Australia's lockdown. Both of those together with Shahar Hameri. So big welcome back to Tom. As you'll have gathered, this is there's three people. It's a multi-sided, indeed a multilateral discussion. At least it will be until Tom decides that he's not only satisfied just to answer the questions, but to ask them himself, and decides that he's just going to take over the whole thing. Yep. And then I'll leave to set up a separate podcast, and Lee will try to hold on to things and try to make sure this three-sided thing still works. Anyway, that's really a hammy introduction into a discussion about multilateralism and specifically what happens after multilateralism. We're going to try to find out what, well, I'll be interested to hear what multilateralism actually is. Tom Chodor, who I haven't actually properly introduced yet, from Monash University in Australia, he's a co-author with Jack Taggart and Ilyas Alami. That last one you'll have also heard on the podcast talking about state capitalism. The three of them together are authors of a new article on Phenomenal World entitled Non-Hegemony, which we will put in the show notes. And this article is based on a longer paper that they're working on entitled Post-Multilateralism, Global Governance in Non-Hegemonic Times, which we're going to discuss today. Now, this very obviously links to two of the big themes that we want to explore over the course of this year and beyond. That is specifically state capitalism, how long-term capitalist stagnation is shaping new forms of politics, whether China's a future and so on, as well as militarism and war. How dangerous is a contemporary international order? What are the prospects for war and indeed for peace in this, well, I guess in the era after American hegemony? So a lot of things that we want to explore and try to understand. I think there's some basic things that we need to lay down. So I'll pass over to Lee, actually, who will lean on this.
Yeah, let's start with the most basic question. We're going to talk about post-multilateralism, but what first is multilateralism? And why were multilateral organizations so central to the US-led order after 1945, which we're now seeing the breakdown of?
Okay. Thanks, Lee. And thanks again for having me on. Happy to talk about this. And hopefully I can represent the views of my co-authors as well. Any mistakes are theirs, as you expect. So I think, look, multilateralism at its most basic is, you know, a form of coordinating relations amongst three or more states on the basis of general principles. So it's a sort of a wonky academic term, which says basically that's a situation where three or more states get together, they cooperate on the basis of previously agreed rules that don't necessarily benefit one actor overwhelmingly, but benefit them all, that they are seen to be serving the common interests. We can contrast that with bilateralism when there's only two states, and obviously usually the most powerful states dictate the rules of